Wednesday, January 18th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, whose headquarters are at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Subscribe to the RBN Archives for only $1.33 per month, which is an amazing affordable price. You can do that at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. You may see a list of the guests from last year, last week, this week, and next week, together with the links to their websites. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. Early this morning, I went to Wikipedia and got this message, and I quote, "For over a decade, we have spent millions of hours building the largest encyclopedia in human history. Right now, the U.S. Congress is considering legislation that could fatally damage the free and open Internet. For 24 hours to raise awareness, we are blacking out Wikipedia," unquote. Several sites are participating in an Internet blackout in protest of two controversial anti-piracy bills. They are Stop Online Piracy Act, which is referred to as SOPA, S-O-P-A, and its Senate companion, the Protect IP Act, which is known as PIPA. Allegedly, the bills are intended to strengthen protections against copyright infringement and intellectual property theft. But Internet advocates say that they could stifle the expression in the World Wide Web. Please do your part by telling Congress what you think of their latest tyrannical legislation. To do that, just go to wikipedia.com, put in your zip code, and the site will provide you with all the contact information for your so-called representatives in Washington. Please do this and let them know exactly what you think of them. My guest today is Jonathan Azaziah, and his website is maskofzion.com. That is maskofzion.com. Welcome to the program.
Peace and blessings, sister. It is an honor to be on with you. Thank you so very much for having me.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the program. I'm delighted. I've been reading your this horrible thing that is happening in Kashmir, and it's something that we haven't heard anything about, and yet we're supporting it. Bush has supported it, and this is horrific. And I hope that you can tell us about this today. And it is an article entitled "Israel and India Brothers in Occupation of Kashmir," and you actually wrote this in 2010. But it's something that really needs to have more examination. And you also have an article that that is very interesting, Mossad Terrorizes Mumbai. And another article, 2611, Revisited Raymond Davis and a Travesty of Justice. And it's also about Mumbai. So we have a lot to cover today.
Yes, we do. You just let me know, sister, where you want me to begin, where you'd like me to take all of the brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen listening, and I will do so.
Yeah, I would like to talk about Kashmir, because that's something that we haven't heard anything about it.
Well, you know, sister, what is most tragic about what is happening in Kashmir is that it is frighteningly similar to what is happening to our brothers and sisters in occupied Palestine. The tactics are nearly identical. The tragedies and experiences of the people are nearly identical. And Israel and India are intimately linked together.
Oh, my. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest after a word from our sponsors.
Slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready. for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
In English, yes, you are.
Okay. Usually when I email you, I call you Zia or you know.
In Arabic, you pronounce it Azaziah, which means the light which comforts. But in English, you just say Azaziah, so you're pronouncing it right.
Okay. Well, this is... This story about Kashmir is very compelling. It's just terrible, actually.
Well, I think that for people to understand, we have to go back to the very beginning. Because one of the most oft-repeated lies about what is taking place in occupied Kashmir is that Kashmir is an integral part of India. And this simply isn't true. Kashmir has its own language, its own culture, its own food, its own indigenous people, its own ethnic and tribal makeup, and it was never a part of India. But when British colonialism hit the Southeast Asia subcontinent in the form of the British East India Trading Company, which, as I'm sure all of your listeners know, was a front for Rothschild banking interests, which controlled England through the Bank of England, they wanted to unite all of the Southeast Asia subcontinent, subjugating all of the peoples and stripping them of their Islamic character and basically making them into slaves, which, of course, is the purpose of colonialism. But the Kashmiri people, predominantly Muslim, but there are indigenous Hindus that live there called Pandits, they fought vehemently and righteously and steadfastly against this British colonial project. And then in 1846, the British colonial regime installed a foreign alien power known as the Dogra dynasty, which was basically a Hindu supremacist regime of royals that they imported from India to rule over the Kashmiri people with an iron fist. When British colonialism came to a collapse as a result of the partitioning of the Indian territory into Muslim-majority Pakistan and Hindu-majority India, Kashmir was basically left as this bleeding, gaping wound of British colonialism because it wasn't assigned to either state in particular. What connected Kashmir to India was a region in the Punjab part of India called Gurdaspur. And Gurdaspur was a very rich and green swatch of land. And without this piece of land, India could not reach Kashmir. But what was so ridiculous is that this region, Gurdaspur, was predominantly Muslim. So as per the Radcliffe Commission, Muslim majority lands were to be assigned to Pakistan. But instead, because Muhammad Jinnah, the founder of Pakistan, wanted complete freedom from British colonialism, the Brits decided to assign the Vale, which is what Kashmir is called, the valley, they assigned the Vale to India. And from that point, sister, Kashmir has been brutally and militarily occupied by India since the cracking in half of the Indian territory. There is a section of Kashmir called Azad Kashmir, and Azad or Azadi in Kashmiri, as well as Persian and Urdu, means freedom. So Azad Kashmir, which is a part of Pakistan, is the only part of Kashmir which can be considered semi-autonomous. The rest of Kashmir, which is under Indian control and Indian occupation, is the most militarized zone on earth. At this point now, in 2012, there are 750,000 Indian troops in Kashmir. That is more than all of the U.S. occupation forces in Iraq and Afghanistan combined at the height of both of those wars.
Oh my! And we've never heard anything about this on the news or anywhere else. And what why are they occupying that area?
The reason why that you haven't heard anything about Kashmir should make sense to everybody once I reveal it. India is very, very close to the usurping Zionist entity that is occupying and colonizing Palestine. These two entities are driven by a supremacist ideology. One, of course, is Zionism, which has its roots in the supremacist nature of the Jewish religion. And the guiding force behind the Indian occupation of Kashmir is an ideology called Hindutva. Hindutva is based on the supremacist ideas within the caste system of Hinduism. And the founder of Hindutva was an agent of British colonialism named Veer Savarkar. Veer Savarkar believed wholeheartedly that the entire Southeast Asia subcontinent was given to the Hindus, who were racially superior and were meant to rule over the lands completely, and all non-Hindu people were to be ethnically cleansed and expelled from the lands, and if they would not leave, then they were to be mass murdered. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Sounds like they're brothers in mentality and philosophy and everything. My goodness.
Yes, exactly. And Veer Savarkar was originally an anti-British agent, no different than Mahmoud Abbas, the puppet donkey, unelected official that runs the Palestinian Authority in Palestine. And then he turned against his original ideas to be an agent of British colonialism so his people would be in power. And what is most telling about Veer Savarkar, sister and everybody listening, is that he himself was a Zionist. He and in his Hindutvadi, which is what adherents to Hindutva are called, he and his Hindutvadi brethren forwarded letters to the UN demanding that they recognize Palestine as the Jewish homeland and to have it restored completely as the homeland of the Jews as per the prophecies in the Old Testament. So from the very beginning, there was an ideological link between Hindutva and Zionism. And it should also be mentioned that Mahatma Gandhi, may he rest in peace, was fervently anti-Zionist. And he was assassinated, Allah yarhamu, may God rest his soul. He was assassinated by agents of Veer Savarkar. And because of the removal of Gandhi and the disintegration of his influence over Indian culture and Indian politics, which came with a strong pro-Palestine, with strong pro-Palestine intent and a fervent anti-Zionist intent, these were removed. And on September 17th, 1950, India recognized the illegitimate Zionist regime in Palestine.
Oh, my. What a shame.
And what is most sad is that just from 1989 alone, the Indian regime, the Hindutvadi regime occupying Kashmir, has committed the worst atrocities that one can imagine. And at least 93,712 Kashmiri civilians have been murdered, leaving 22,000 plus women widowed and over 100,000 children orphaned. More than 10,000 women have been raped. More than 120,000 persons have been arrested or tortured or both. And over 105,000 homes have been destroyed. And the Hindutvadi regime, it rules over the veil with an iron fist. They instituted something called the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in 1958, which allows the Hindutvadi occupation forces to literally kill with impunity. They can shoot and kill whoever they want as long as they are Muslim, and they will be granted impunity. There's another act that was passed called the Public Safety Act, which is an Orwellian name, if there ever was one. And it allows the occupation regime to arrest anyone in Kashmir without charge, without warrant. And the most dangerous piece of legislation, which is meant to break the culture of resistance in Kashmir, is a law called Section 144, which prevents more than five people gathering in one time. So this is a regime that is intent on breaking resistance and breaking any revolutionary intent that the Kashmiri people have. And the reason why, the answer to your question, sister, why they are occupying Kashmir, is because you know as well as I do that the end game is not just the Middle East. It is not just my occupied homeland of Iraq. It is not just Afghanistan. It is not even just the Zionist destruction of Iran based on the Jewish revenge holiday of Purim, where every year Jews all around the world celebrate the destruction of the Persian people. The end game is the destruction of Russia and the destruction of China. So a Jewish utopia can be erected on this earth as per the writings of Rabbi Michael Higa. And if you read the writings of the most racist and the most chauvinistic and the most supremacist sect of Judaism, Chabad Lubavitch, they make it very clear in their writings that Greater Israel is not just meant to extend from the Nile River to the Tigris and Euphrates in Iraq, confiscating all of the land in between Jordan and Syria and Lebanon and Kuwait and parts of Saudi Arabia and parts of Turkey. Greater Israel, according to the writings of Chabad Lubavitch, based on the writings of their supremacist rabbi, are meant to extend all over the world, and that can only happen with the destruction of Russia and China.
All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah, and his website is maskofzion.com. And I think that we concentrate so much on the very limited piece of land around Palestine when, in fact, the Zionists have a worldwide objective in which they occupy many countries. Now, you mentioned the law that was recently passed in Kashmir regarding the arrest and incarceration of any citizen, and I think we have to compare that to the recent law, the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed on December 31st by Obama. It sounds like it's the exact same thing.
Yes, exactly, and it's not surprising at all that the NDAA was brought up within the Senate by none other than Zionist Senator Carl Levin, who was one of the most powerful Zionists in the entire United States Congress. And the influence on the armed forces within India, these tactics of repression have been around from the very beginning. And that is because the relationship between the Zionist regime and the Hindutvadi regime have been around also from the very beginning of time, of the occupation of Kashmir. Just recently, India's foreign minister, S.M. Krishna, he went to occupied Palestine, where he met with Netanyahu, Lieberman, and Peres, all mass murderers, all war criminals, and they signed a very lucrative free trade agreement. Last year alone, trade between Zionism and Hindutva reached $14 billion in total. $5 billion in regular trade, regular bilateral trade, and $9 billion in defense trade. Israel provides more arms to the Hindutvadi regime and more defense technology than any other country on the face of this planet.
And where does Israel get most of their technology, and where did they get most of their money? From the United States.
Exactly. So by default, just by default, because of, as according to former Congressman James Traffic Kant, a great hero of this country, according to former Congressman Traffic Kant, the United States actually gives the Zionist regime $15 to $20 billion a year. There's the $3 billion that the U.S. gives the Zionist entity in military aid, another $3 billion a year in something called loan guarantees, and only God knows how much more money in all of the bills that this corrupt government, earmarks that they may include to benefit the Zionist entity. So just by default, the U.S. is assisting in the brutalization in Kashmir. And the military relationship between Hindutva and Zionism has been around since the very first war that India fought. Once it was the first war that it fought was against China in 1962, and the Zionist regime came to India's aid in dire straits, providing it military hardware, ammunition, and guns. And then Israel repeated the exact same gesture in India's wars with Pakistan in 1965 and 1971. And Hindutva then came to the Zionist regime's aid during Al-Naqsa, or as most people know it, the 1967 war. But what is most important is that in the 1980s, the Hindutvadi ideology, it took form politically in the form of the BJP, which is an anti-Muslim, pro-US, pro-Zionist, pro-war, pro-ethnic cleansing political party. And the BJP, its rise to power was completely and totally funded and assisted by the Zionist entity with billions of dollars throughout the 70s and 80s. And they finally took hold of the Indian parliament within the 1980s. And from that point, all of the top military brigades from India's armed forces began getting shipped to the Zionist entity for training. From that point, Israel has sent India tanks, submarines, naval craft, anti-ballistic missile systems, electronic warfare systems, high-tech surveillance equipment, and laser-guided missiles, if I'm not mistaken. And most importantly, every single gun in the hands of the occupying forces in Kashmir is Israeli-made. It's called the Tavor rifle. It's one of the most technologically advanced rifles on the planet. They're in the hands of the Indian army that kill Kashmiris on a daily basis. So the relationship between Kashmir and Palestine is so strikingly similar. Even the torture tactics that he used, the sexual abuse, the stress positions, the electric shock, all of these things were taught to the Hindutvadi occupation by the Zionist occupation. And this relationship between Hindutva and Zionism, it became more overt after the signing of the Delhi Statement on Friendship and Cooperation between Israel and India. And this was signed by none other than the butcher of Kibya and the butcher of Sabra and Shatila, Ariel Sharon, who, alhamdulillah, is a vegetable now, and the leading Hindutvadi war criminal of the Kargil conflict, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who is a staunch Hindutvadi extremist and a member of BJP. As soon as this agreement was signed in 2003, Hindutvadi paramilitary forces began training with Zionist forces publicly.
Wow. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. And those abuse tactics that you were talking about sound like the same kinds of tactics that the U.S. military uses used at Abu Ghraib and probably in the semi-secret base at Diego Garcia in the middle of the Indian Ocean where they do rendition flights to.
Yes, exactly. And that's because although it has not been reported by the Zionist media, nor has it been reported for by the Zionist-infiltrated anti-war movement that seeks to stifle debate on anything relating to Zionism, Judaism, Jewish supremacism, or Israel, always looking to deflect attention off of the usurping Zionist regime. The tactics that were used at Abu Ghraib in my homeland of Iraq were taught to the U.S. military at Fort Bragg by officials of Shin Bet and Israel's military intelligence apparatus, Amman and Mossad. And they were brought in to Fort Bragg by none other than Paul Wolfowitz, who is the architect, really, of the doctrine of American exceptionalism and who is the architect, really, of the invasion of Iraq and the importing of these Israeli defense and torture specialists was also compounded by the Office of Special Plans, which Richard Perle and Douglas Feith and Abram Shulsky had a hand in. So it seems that the number one export for the Zionist entity is murder, torture, weaponry and oppression.
I agree with you completely, and it certainly is in compliance with their PNAC document back in, when was that, 93, 98, when they tried to introduce that in the Clinton administration. But, yes, it all seems to emanate from the same source.
Yes, exactly. And in regards to Kashmir, the torture has been so underreported, not just by the Zionist media. I mean, the Zionist media doesn't report on anything of note, let alone up in a place as far away as Kashmir. But it's people within what should be our own movement that don't even care about what's taking place in Kashmir. And mass graves are uncovered there on an almost daily basis. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a mass grave in the northeastern town of Baramullah, containing almost 3,000 Kashmiris, and that they had bullets from Israeli weapons pumped into them. It didn't make the media. The only place you can read about it is in Kashmiri or maybe Pakistani media. And again, the reason why is because Kashmir, the conquering of Kashmir, is vital to the global Zionist plan of a Jewish New World Order. And Kashmir not only borders India, and it not only borders Pakistan, but it borders China. So a possible invasion of China using India as the proxy or the golem of international Zionist power would come from Kashmir. And there is no place where this special relationship between the Zionist regime and Hindutva has been more murderously fruitful, we could say, than in the intelligence sector. Mossad and India's intelligence agency, RAW, have been in close contact with one another since the 1970s. Right after Al-Naqsa, the 1967 war, they began contact. And Israeli tourists have been visiting occupied Kashmir for decades and decades, and the Zionist media, as well as Israel's media and India's media, have reported it as this wonderful growing relationship between the Indian and quote-unquote Israeli peoples, when in reality this has turned out to be a spy operation. These are Mossad surveillance squads that are reporting on resistance activity and protest activity. And since the year 2000, a protege of Ehud Barak named Eli Katzir has been in occupied Kashmir with a Zionist death squad, assisting Indian occupation forces in crushing all Kashmiri resistance, violent, nonviolent, or otherwise. And there are dozens of firms that are linked to Mossad, Amman, Shin Bet, and Israeli occupation forces that are cooperating within the Indian defense and intelligence and technology sector. And they are not only spying on the people of Kashmir, but they are spying on the Indian people as well. Don't forget, there are more than a billion people in India, and one-fifth of them are Muslim. And they are brutally treated by the Hindutvadi regime. And I guess the most infamous example of cooperation between Mossad and RAW was the attack that you mentioned earlier. There was an article I wrote called 2611 Mossad Terrorizes Mumbai, and this was a clear-cut case of Hindutva and Zionism launching a false flag attack to be directed at Pakistan. So the age-old Zionist directive of denuclearizing Islamic states to eventually break them up for Balkanization, according to the Oded Yunon plan of 1982, could be implemented. So this cooperation is not only detrimental to the people of occupied Kashmir, who have suffered unspeakably because of this relationship for the last 64 years, but it's also detrimental to all neighboring states, including Pakistan and Iran.
Of course, which is the next target. Now, you mentioned some of the corporations, some of the companies that were involved in this, the Electronic Research Department of, what is it? I'm looking at some of these companies. Are any of these companies American-based?
Yes, some of this is what is so shocking, that some of them are indeed based in America. And not only are they based in America, but they are companies that were affiliated with what took place on 9/11. The most famous company, which should be well known by all of your listeners, sister, is Amdocs, that was founded by the Mossad agent Morris Khan. And Amdocs, of course, was tapping the phones of the U.S. government, DEA, Justice Department. In fact, Amdocs has the data on 90% of all cell phone transmissions in America. There's another company called Comverse, which, of course, was connected to the Zionist firm of Odigo that warned all those Israelis on that fateful morning of 9/11. And there's another firm called Rad Data Communications that not only has offices within the Zionist regime, but it has offices within America in New York and Pennsylvania. And ECI Telecom is another company, one of the most dangerous companies, because it involves hacking and the subversion of satellites and the implementation of encryption schemes. And this is run by cyber warfare officials from Israeli occupation forces, and it is also based within the United States. So what is essentially happening is that information is being taken from Kashmiri people and then brought back to America and then sold to the Zionist regime, and only God knows what they do with it at that point.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. And these people are suffering tremendously. And most of them are Muslims.
Yes.
I get so sick of people talking about Sharia law and some of the other things that supposedly the Muslims are doing in America, when in fact it's the Noahide laws that we actually need to be afraid of. And those laws were actually passed back in 1991, I believe. And yet we have current politicians who are running for president, supposedly, who are talking about Sharia law. This is just such an anti-Muslim mentality here. It is terrible. And, of course, they've brought it up now that we are supposedly having these debates, the presidential debates, which are a big farce.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to use the word funny, because it by no means is funny, but I guess we could say what is most ironic is that all of the things that the Zionist power configuration and the matrix of Jewish political power in America, what they accuse Islam of and what they accuse Muslims of, they themselves are guilty of. I guess you can call it Jewish or Talmudic projection. They say that Islam is oppressive towards its women, when in reality, Islam grants full rights to the woman and, in fact, liberated women from the tyranny that the Arabs had subjected them to in the period that we call Jahiliya, which means the point of ignorance, where the Arabs were so backwards, and we Arabs were so far gone that we were burying our own daughters alive. And the advent of Islam ended all oppression of women and elevated women to a station of exaltedness.
Now, which period was that? When did that occur?
The period of Jahiliya, it occurred pre-Islam. So from, I would say, the advent of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam began 1400 years ago. So I would say 1500 to 1600 years ago. Islam essentially freed the Arab peoples of barbarism. And on the other hand, if you look at the Jewish religion is as barbaric now as it was 4,000 years ago. It calls for the genocide of all peoples that are not Jewish. It promotes intolerance to all peoples who are not Jewish. Whereas in Islam, there is a famous hadith, a saying of the Prophet, where he said that there are 124,000 prophets that walk this earth, which means I can pick up the book, as a Muslim, I can pick up the book of any so-called religion, and I can accept this religion, I can accept the teachings and I can accept the writings and words of this religion because everything to Muslims is Islam. The Islam is not a new religion. Islam is the religion of the beginning. Islam is simply the belief in one God. Whereas the Jewish religion, anything that does not fall along the guidelines of the Jewish religion and of the rabbinate is considered to be filthy. And of course, all non-Jewish peoples are considered to be goyim. So whereas the Zionist media says that Islam is oppressive towards women, in reality, the woman is an exalted force within Islam. The woman is a holy force within Islam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the entryway to heaven lies at your mother's feet. Whereas in the Jewish religion, it is not only Gentile women who are considered filth and who are considered witches and who are considered whores, excuse my language, but it is Jewish women as well. Jewish women are forced to walk behind their husbands, something they also accuse Muslims of. Jewish women are forced to shave their hair because they're not supposed to look pretty. They're not supposed to feel any kind of beauty whatsoever. They're meant to be in total dominion to their Jewish husband master. And maybe the most oppressive act of Judaism that I've read about in the Jewish religion is that even after a woman gets divorced from her husband, under the laws, the rabbinic laws of Orthodox Judaism, she is still beholden to that man. She is still a slave to that man. Until she obtains what is called a get, a Jewish divorce certificate from a rabbi, she is forever enslaved to her ex-husband. And of course, her ex-husband is close to the rabbinate, and the rabbinate is not going to grant her that Jewish divorce certificate. So the Jewish religion accuses Islam of spreading it the sword. Nothing could be further from the truth. There were strict laws that were implemented as per the Quran, which forbids any war of aggression, any war whatsoever of aggression in multiple places. There were strict laws that were placed by the Holy Prophet Muhammad not to abuse women, not to abuse children, not to abuse non-combatants. And that is why the majority of the Asian East and North Africa accepted Islam peacefully. On the other hand, if you look at the Jewish religion, it is nothing but genocide. It is nothing but slaughter. It is nothing but killing. And any people who have opposed the Jewish religion and a Jewish power structure, doesn't matter if you want to go back 4,000 years or now to this point, they have been slaughtered. And then, of course, yes, there are the Noahide laws that you had mentioned that were installed as a, I mean, it makes me sick even to say it, as a tribute to the racist and supremacist and genocidal rabbi of Chabad Lubavitch, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who is one of the most vile creatures that has ever walked this planet. And I wrote an article called Libya, the Zionist Dragon and the Drums of War, when Libya was invaded at the behest of the Zionist Foreign Policy Initiative, which is nothing but a reconstitution of the Project for a New American Century, that Menachem Mendel Schneerson was the guiding spiritual force behind the neocons for invading Iraq. And they invaded Iraq and they launched sanctions on Iraq during the month of Purim, which again is the aforementioned Jewish revenge holiday, that yes, it is based on the destruction of the Persian people, but it is also about all people that fall under the category of Amalek, the ancient enemy of the Jewish people. And the Amalek of today is we Arabs, we Muslims, and the Persian people also. So the very fact that we are accused of being of implementing Sharia in this country, when already Jewish supremacist laws that are subject to the manipulations of the rabbis are already in effect, it is not only an insult to Muslims, an insult to Islam, but it is also an example of the vastness of Jewish political power in this country.
Right, and the shifting of blame and everything to another people. And you also mentioned basically Talmudic warfare. And in this country, we have participated in total warfare. In other words, when we when the military goes after women, children, destruction of property, you know, just the scorched earth policy since 1861. And then you also have to look at the moral ramifications and make a comparison between Islam and Judaism. I mean, the reason that the Khazar king, wanted to have his people accept a religion is because they were so perverse and had gotten so morally degenerate that he thought that they should have some sort of a religion. Although I don't think that it helped, because if you look at the moral decay that comes out of Hollywood and via the television sets, we can see where the moral decay of this nation has emanated from.
Very, very, very true.
Okay, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A&B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our guest is Jonathan Azaziah, and his website is maskofzion.com. And, you know, if people actually did some critical thinking, they would understand where all of this degradation comes from. But instead, people just seem to accept these sound bites that we hear on TV as being the truth. And it just disgusts me to no end.
It also disgusts me to no end, sister, especially being Muslim. And my fiance is Muslim, and the majority of my friends are Muslim. And there have been several friends of mine who have been attacked after 9/11 simply because of their name. And you know what bothers me the most is that anyone can go and pick up the Holy Quran at their local bookstore or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and there's hundreds and hundreds, maybe even, let me take that back. There may be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of websites online where you can read the Holy Quran, and not only English, because we as Muslims believe that the Holy Quran is a book from God, and that the language in it is perfect, and the only way to truly understand it is to read Arabic. But there are several wonderful English translations that still capture the beauty and the tolerance of Islam. Whereas you cannot get a copy of the Talmud. You can't get it. And this is the dominant book in the Jewish religion today. Of course, there is plenty of violence and plenty of goy hatred and plenty of genocidal policies that can be found in the Old Testament, but the legal justification for all of it is found in the Talmud, and this book cannot be found anywhere. You have to be a Jewish scholar if you want to read it, because there are several Talmudic verses and several different tractates of the Talmud that says any goy that studies the Talmud will be punished by death. And the degradation that you're discussing, I guess, is my friend Michael Collins Piper, the tremendous author of Final Judgment and several other incredible books about international Zionist power, he always says, bring it full circle. Well, when we speak of degradation and we bring it full circle back to occupied Kashmir, this is the reason why, sister, there is so much brutality against the people of Kashmir, because they want to disconnect the Kashmiri people from Islam, from their morality, and from their indigenous character. You know, one of the things that was not reported on by the Zionist media when America and Britain invaded Iraq is that they did not only set up movie theaters for Western films, they set up movie theaters playing a hardcore pornography. And this was to desensitize and to disconnect the Iraqi people from their Islamic character, from their long-standing ancient morality, and to get them into the mode of being more westernized, because the Western peoples, whether you look at Europe, whether you look at Canada, whether you look at America, have already been conquered in their mind. So the Kashmiri people are one of the most righteous and one of the most steadfast and one of the most religious peoples of the Muslim world. And the Indian regime, you can already see it. They already have their own Hollywood. They call it Bollywood. And many of the companies are connected to the Zionist film companies in Los Angeles.
Wow. And
so the Indian regime has already been set up as basically the America of the Southeast Asia subcontinent.
Wow. All righty, we're going to take our top of the hour 1 minute break. We will be right back with our guest, Jonathan Azaziah. Stay tuned.